Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney is a Democrat in New York's 18th district in office since 2013. Sean, how are you?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Well, you know. Okay, so my question to you is this. You've been holding town meetings all over the place. This has got to be a little tricky in a purple district, no?
Well, I mean, look, it's based on the idea that it's my job to listen to people and to, you know, represent them in Washington. So we did 4 town halls last weekend alone. We've done about 130 town halls since I was elected to Congress. And yes, sometimes it can get a little choppy when you're in a district where there's, you know, genuine disagreement and there's real conservatives and there's real progressives and they don't always see eye to eye. And obviously there's a lot of issues that are going on right now that have people pretty concerned, pretty emotional. But look, it's my job to listen, be respectful, and to try to tell folks where I am and what I'm doing.
So let me see if I can parse this. You'll tell me if I'm wrong about this, I'm sure. But you're in a purple district. You have Democrats who really hate Trump's guts, and they want impeachment. And they stand up at your town meetings and say, impeach the guy. And yet you know that you have a district with a lot of Republicans in it. How do you play that?
Well, you try to do what's right, and you try to listen, but you also understand that it's not my obligation to just merely transmit unfiltered the things I hear or the things that the people in my district say to me. It's to use my best judgment and to try to integrate those two things. So look, on something like impeachment, you know, I think the fact is that the president deserves to be impeached based on the facts in the Mueller report. But if you ask me whether that's a smart thing to do to hold him accountable at this moment, whether that'll be effective, whether the people I represent and more broadly around the country will understand why we're going to go to DEFCON 1 in a partisan fight about that for the next year instead of, say, doing at least more spending more time focusing on things like infrastructure or lowering healthcare costs or prescription drugs. You know, I think there's better ways to hold the president accountable at this moment. But I am disgusted by what's in the Mueller report. I serve on the House Intelligence Committee. I have access to all the classified parts of the investigation. We're going to have Bob Mueller up here next week. I care a lot about those issues and holding the president accountable. But I think most people in my district think that the circus of impeachment will not produce the accountability that we want and that we need, and that especially because we've got a presidential election a year from now, that we should continue aggressive oversight on Capitol Hill, demand transparency. No one's above the law. The American people ought to see everything out in the open and have the information they need to go to that presidential election and make a decision about the future of the country. I mean, that's where I am. I think that reflects. It doesn't make everybody happy, but I think that reflects broadly where most of the people I represent are.
Well, Sean Patrick Maloney, you have colleagues who, as we speak, are introducing resolutions of impeachment, for impeachment, apparently standing alone right now. And yet, people are going to be facing primaries, as AOC took on Joe Crowley and won. So that's got to make some Democrats nervous, right?
Yeah, sure. But look, you can chase your tail on those kind of calculations all day long. At the end of the day, you have to stand on your own 2 feet and say what you think is right. I don't think it's right to decide to impeach the president for a bunch of political reasons, nor do I think it is right to not impeach the president for a bunch of political reasons. In other words, you ought to have a strong feeling about whether impeachment is appropriate given what's going on. And when I say the guy deserves it, it's because I've read the Mueller report and it's appalling. It's unpatriotic and unethical and improper what the president and his team did with the Russians. And I think it demands some sort of accountability. If you ask me, however, whether what we should do as the House Democratic Caucus or as the leadership of the House of Representatives is to hold him accountable in a way that is likely to fail, I'm for doing stuff that's going to work, and I think ultimately that involves robust oversight. It's happening in at least 4 different congressional committees. Defending the Article I authority of Congress to do that oversight, that's critical. Not allowing the president to blow through the separation of powers or the Constitution, and then to make the case for what the president did, because I don't think most Americans know what's in the Mueller report really. And if we get to the level where impeachment is called for, I'm willing to do it. But I do think you're going to bump into a presidential election, which is ultimately in a democracy how we make our feelings known. And I think that's the best way to fight this out is, you know, the good old fashioned democratic process, a presidential election.
You know, Sean, I'm getting a lot of mail from our listeners who are saying, are you crazy, Alan? He's not going to leave. Even if he loses the election, he'll say it was rigged, and he will, like other dictators of the past, stick around. Is that just wrong?
We have a constitutional system because the founders had a very dim view of human nature and of the likelihood that sooner or later someone would seek to make themselves a king. And I don't think that's changed. I don't think human nature has changed. I don't know what Donald Trump is capable of. What I believe in is a democratic system, a system of laws, not men, of a constitution, of separate and equal branches of government. And we better hold fast to that. And if the president's going to, for example, refuse lawful court orders to produce documents or witnesses, then he is committing an impeachable offense. If he were to, God forbid, try to overturn the outcome of a lawful election, then game on. We're in a true constitutional crisis, and that must be defeated because that's our constitution, our freedoms. But I don't think it's useful at this stage to speculate or to whip people up. I think what we ought to do is we ought to try to get some things done for the people who sent us down here. And there's a lot of work to do on getting your prescription drug costs down, on building roads and bridges, on helping our vets, and a bunch of other stuff. We shouldn't just spend all our time playing games. But in that context, hold the president accountable, take it to the election.
But don't you think he's getting away with it right now? In other words, he is defying sending his people up to testify, which everybody else understood was part of what should be going on. He's getting away with it, don't you see?
I don't think, Alan, it's helpful to leave that impression with people. He is absolutely taking, you know, resistance to a congressional process to a new level. That's right. But he's losing in the courts. We are getting the information we demanded in the Intelligence Committee because they caved on most of that already. There are two federal appeals circuits hearing on expedited basis this month and early next the appeals from district courts we won on cases brought by the Intelligence Committee, the Financial Services Committee, the Judiciary Committee, relating to the Trump Organization, relating to Deutsche Bank. We're winning in court every time the case gets heard. It's taking a few weeks, but that's vital because it's not uncommon for an administration to test Congress's authority to do oversight. These guys have taken it to an obnoxious and inappropriate level, but once the courts definitively throw them out on their ear and say you don't have an argument here, Mr. Trump, then the rubber's going to meet the road, and we will have reinforced our authority, and we will get what we need to do oversight.
So what happens if, in fact, the courts say, you got to do it, Trump, you got to step forward, you got to let your people testify, you got to follow the law, and he doesn't do it? What happens then?
Then you will hear me screaming from the rooftops for an impeachment of the president because he'll be violating lawful court orders, and that's extra legal. He will be outside of the law, and he will deserve to be removed from office. That's a hypothetical. We haven't seen that happen, by the way. What we have seen is we have seen them bluster and make ridiculous arguments and push it further than they should and then cave in advance of a defeat in the courts so that they can have some hope of negotiating something. And if that's where we end up, as long as what we negotiate guarantees full accountability, that's not unusual. That's what typically happens. It just doesn't usually go to this level.
Sean Patrick Maloney, we really love it when you come by and you talk to us. And we will come back next time, and we're going to talk a little bit more about something you've raised several times with us today. What's in the Mueller report?
You bet.